Well, certainly, good evening, and not how I thought we were going to be spending our Friday night. And, you know, obviously we're a lot of frustration, a lot of disappointment, but after Wednesday's test and then after yesterday's collection, we were made aware that we had three more individuals test positive. We had two players and one staff member, Ryan Helsley and Austin Dean. And so, needless to say, we have a total of 16. We have to take a pause for the weekend so we can get our sort of hands wrapped around if we can have, if we can understand if we can get this under control. So right now, everybody will continue to test daily. We will have self-isolation and quarantine through today, tomorrow for sure. As of right now, I don't know what really our future looks like at this point. All I know is that we've lost these three games, and you know, we'll certainly take this day by day. But you know, for all the optimism we had a couple days ago, where we are today, it's definitely frustrating for everybody involved. And so, you know, now we're just going to have to take it one day at a time, and hopefully we get through this and we get back to playing baseball soon. This time I'd be happy to take a few questions.
Mo, do you have any doubt about the season at this point in time? Do you want, or do you think the Cardinals should remove themselves for a week here from the season?
You know, clearly it's not solely my decision how we think through that, but, you know, I think stop starts are difficult. I think, you know, from players, staff to employees, it's, you know, emotionally we're pulling on a lot of different cords here. And, you know, to think that we were going to play tonight and then to find out late last night that the likelihood of that was not going to happen, you know, certainly disappointing. I know everybody involved just wants to get back to baseball, but I know everybody involved too also wants to be safe. And so I think you have a fair question on really what the next week looks like, but all I can speak to right now is just the fact that we know that the three games with the Cubs have been postponed.
Setting aside the competitive aspect and the season aspect of this, to Derek's question, and I guess to ask you as a proxy for ownership, what's the moral line here from an employer-employee perspective? We're talking about, you know, at this point, 40 people who come to work at a business every day where there has been a significant outbreak. Has that been discussed at all?
Well, I'd say it's more than 40. I mean, it's just not players. There's other employees that have been connected to this. So between players and coaching staff, obviously, they have been affected. And, you know, from that standpoint, we certainly talk about it. We don't want to put people in a position where they are in a place where they could get ill. And so, you know, we're trying to do the very best we can to control something you can't see. It's an invisible virus. I think the one thing that we all are understanding is we don't know much about it. And no matter how much you think you understand, and you know, you hear things about incubation, you hear about, you know, how long someone may or may not be contagious, these are really difficult things. And no matter how many experts you engage, you're still getting a lot of different answers. And so to some level, like all decisions we make, it's almost like the goal line keeps moving. And so I'm not exactly sure what the best answer is, because if I had confidence I did, I would just argue for it. But there's so many unknowns. And I think, you know, that statement of I just don't know is very true right now.
Are Austin and Ryan and the staff members symptomatic at the moment? And do you have any updates on symptoms and development in the others who have tested positive?
Ryan had a mild or a low-grade fever. Austin had no symptoms, and the other staff member does not, asymptomatic.
Mo, you guys were self-isolated for whatever, 5 days, and then you got back together and you got these positives. So if Major League Baseball has yet to announce what's going to happen with that Pirates series, that would be even less than 5 days. Can you understand, does it make sense to you why that wouldn't have been canceled by this point?
Well, we think we're isolating the individuals that may be connected to this. And so there is small level of confidence that that we may sort of know where this all began, but through contact tracing. But I think we'll have a little more confidence to know what that looks like, you know, once we get today's results and perhaps tomorrow's results before moving forward.
Mo, do you think that there was some spread since you left Milwaukee, or were these guys probably infected before that and just showed up now?
I wish I could answer that with any real confidence, but everything that I've been told is we suspect that these individuals likely contacted it in Milwaukee.
Mo, what's your, I guess, can you describe the level of concern then? You traced it originally back to St. Louis before leaving for Minneapolis. Then you guys go through the isolation in Milwaukee and now appear to have been on a plane together with three additional people who went through batteries of exams enough to clear the quarantine and now test positive subsequently. I mean, it seems like you said, moving target, but it seems like there's a, should be a high level of concern as to when it may, what's a safe move.
Well, are you doubting my concern?
No. I'm asking, can you articulate it? Yeah, I'm not doubting.
Yeah, of course I'm concerned. I mean, I'm slept in days. I mean, your phone rings last night at 10 o'clock and all of a sudden you have positives again. What do you think's going on? You know, the point is, though, the experts who we consult with gave us advice that we could take that next step forward, and you know, we can't. So I don't know what the right answer is. Is it 2 days? Is it 5 days? Is it 10 days? Or is it 2 weeks? I mean, the whole country, the whole world is facing these same questions. So, you know, we're just caught in the middle of it. That's why it's a global pandemic.
Well, have those experts told you if there will be a longer amount of time that you guys will have to string together negative tests compared to the amount of time that you had to do it to leave Milwaukee based off of what happened?
I mean, I haven't really even asked that question at this point. I mean, we're just trying to get through today.
Mo, can you tell us with the players right now, are they all quarantining? And because I know most of them came back to their homes in St. Louis. So what is that process going like with all the other players and also for Helsley and Dean and the staff member?
Just like everyone else who would contract COVID, they should be staying in their home. They're allowed to order food if they don't have someone to help them with that. Our staff is available for that as well if need be, but for the most part, everybody that was part of that traveling party, anybody that had access to that clubhouse yesterday, should be quarantined.
Mo, is there any conceivable way that you guys could play 60 games at this point?
Mathematically, it would seem challenging to me, but I haven't really thought through that today.
Hey, Mo, can you clarify when these tests, or what these results came back for what test? Was it Wednesday's test or Thursday's test?
It was both.
Okay.
What kind of testing was done today then, Mo? Did you kind of mobilize the rapid tests for a majority of your tier ones, tier twos?
Not really. There were a couple individuals that needed to do a rapid, but overall, as I was saying, the majority of the people that we were concerned about, we learned about last night. And through contract tracing, there are a couple other individuals that were identified. But, you know, for the majority, obviously the majority of the group tested negative. So, no, it wasn't crazy. And plus, since we are doing the saliva test every day, we did that this afternoon.
Well, I see. So, like, contact tracing would have sent you to have the rapid. Okay, right. Like, once you identify that person. Okay, that makes sense. Mo, does this trace back to the workout day at Miller Park? Is that what you think with when you say, was it back to Milwaukee? Because that would have been the last time before the plane you would have been in a group, correct?
No, it's again, this one of these traces back even further than that. So I mean, that's the head scratching part. And, you know, like, again, you hear those words like incubation. You would think going on day eight, you would have been past that. And, you know, statistically, I guess that's an outlier. And then there's another individual that it's been the contact tracing dates back only to like 36 hours, which again is an outlier. So I think the point is we just don't know, and we're learning as we go. Unfortunately, I wish we weren't learning about any of this, but here we are.
Mo, assuming your schedule resumes and you all do head out on subsequent road trips, is there consideration being given to not flying to those, to maybe breaking up the party across, say, three or four buses in hopes to isolate this further?
I don't know if that's a good solution, having, you know, people sit on buses for 6 hours versus, you know, spread out on a plane for an hour. These are all sort of, everybody could have an opinion on this, but I don't think any of us know who's most right.
Some of these questions are echoes of previous ones we've asked you, so apology for the repetition, but with this latest setback, have you heard from any players who are considering opting out at this time?
I've heard nothing today on that. The only thing I've heard from players is that they're certainly frustrated with the stop starts, which we all are, but they would really like to get back to baseball. Fortunately, we're not cleared to do that.
Right. And just to clarify, your conversations with the league, have there been any conversations about what it would look like if you guys can't continue to play that 60-game schedule?
No, I haven't had any conversations on that.
Thanks.
Mo, to circle back, what might be a best case scenario in the coming days? You just this outbreak peters out and you're able to resume next week. Is that maybe the best case?
I don't think me guessing on what the best case is right now is very helpful. I don't want to create expectations when I certainly don't even understand what that roadmap looks like at this time.
Mo, the rule of thumb in some cities has been, and really since the start of this, has been the 14 days quarantine. Is it the testing? Is that a big part of why it's kind of narrower and a little bit more unknown? Is it the everyday testing that allows for you guys to look at it differently than just going 14 days into quarantine?
Yeah, that's my understanding. The general public might not have access to the amount of testing we have access to. And so that historically should allow us to sort of manage this. But a lot of these things are based on also what historically has happened when you think about incubation times. And clearly we've been able to break that rule of thumb too.
Mo, do you think there's a sort of cautionary tale, something to learn for the rest of the league? I mean, you're in the middle of this. Is there something now you know that you didn't know before that the rest of the league can learn from?
You know, I would imagine that what we've all experienced between us, the Marlins, MLB, in terms of what we're gathering and best practices, it's certainly going to be helpful trying to get through this. But unfortunately, it's a little late for us. But for perhaps other teams, yes, they could benefit from this experience.
Do you think that lesson is, you know, wait a little bit longer than you initially or, you know, thinking?
I mean, that's hindsight, right? I mean, like, obviously, if we had waited two more days, maybe we would have caught the test and not have regathered. And instead of, you know, three people catching it, maybe only one would have. So, of course, you know, these things matter, but we're trying to, you know, baseball is an everyday sport and you're trying to get back on that field. And so decisions were made and here we are.
Well, when this all started last week, you went from two cases to a bunch, you know, really fast. Are you confident that you've got these guys quick enough that won't happen again, that you'll go from these three to a lot more the next couple of days?
I can't answer that. I don't know. I mean, I certainly hope so, but I don't know.
Well, you mentioned the emotional roller coaster that the players have been on. Clearly, you're on an emotional roller coaster too. Can you describe what you're going through here?
Well, it's highs and lows, right? And mostly lows, because you're trying to put something back together, and it's just not cooperating. And you know, there was a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm yesterday when we were on the field, just kind of getting back to this version of normal. And then, you know, for my phone to ring last night at 9:30, I kind of suspected it wasn't good news, and it led to where we are today. And it's really been quite a fire drill today to just sort of, maybe to Raines's point on, you know, trying to mitigate spread as best we can. But, you know, what you've learned from this disease and this virus is sometimes what has happened has happened. And you can't always put the toothpaste back in the tube as an afterthought. So, you know, Randy, it's not fun. It's a frustrating period, I think, for everybody involved.
Mo, when did Helsley start experiencing the low-grade fever? Was that just here recently?
Yesterday.
Mo, how does the next 24 hours play out for you then? Is there results of, I guess, mostly the results of
testing? That's really all I can do, is just await results at this point. And then that'll help create, you know, really what the future looks like. So we tested today, test again tomorrow, and then probably after those two results, decide what's next. So you probably won't hear from me tomorrow, but we'll probably reconvene Sunday. Unless for some reason we get really quick returns on those results. But I wouldn't anticipate that.
This is the saliva results?
Yes.
The MLB labs, yeah.
Yeah, we're strictly using that. You know, we only use the rapid testing if it's like, I don't want to say an emergency, but if we're just trying to get something quick from one or two people.
Well, I got to ask this question carefully, so please forgive me, but were there any families that had to be tested today, or that you had to alert because of contact tracing? The guys are back home.
None that I'm aware of. So I would say that's good news.
I mean, that seems significant, because that's the difference between Milwaukee and here.
Well, yeah, but I would know that.
Well, when you guys were waiting this out in Milwaukee, you knew exactly what had to happen in order to go home. You know, these many guys have to test negative these many days. Safe to say that until you have more feedback from this next couple rounds of tests, you won't know what it looks like to get back to play again. Is that fair to say?
I don't know. Like, as I said, I'm sort of day by day right now. So we'll take today's test results, tomorrow's, and then decisions might be made or might not.
Okay.
I think that's why it's probably best we reconnect on Sunday, and we'll have a better feel what the future looks like.
Hey, Mo, like you said there a little bit ago, is that you guys are learning on the fly. That's also true for us. I think most everybody on here is a sports journalist of some type and not an infectious disease expert. Are we missing a question? Is there something that we're asking about that you think misses a point? Just in all that you've learned here over the last week, is there something that because we are used to box scores in baseball, that we're missing?
The only thing I'd say that I feel like this group's missing is you all are looking to what tomorrow looks like. And I don't know. No one does. If we had that answer, I'd share it with you in a second. But, you know, almost to Ben Fred's point is, you know, when we left Milwaukee, we kind of got ahead of ourselves. You know, we planned a game. We were marshaling ahead, and now we're not. And so, all of us that are on this Zoom, the reality is we don't know where it's headed. And so That's where I ask for your patience, just like I did back when we were doing these in Milwaukee, because there is so much uncertainty around this.